Now you can listen to our blog post, How Do You Build Cash Flow While on the Go? If you own a firm and your top line or sales are expanding quickly while your profits are rising every year, you're undoubtedly on the correct track. Don't let your guard drop, though. Inefficient operations in finance, operations, and/or investing can cause cash flow issues for even growing, profitable businesses. You will experience cash flow issues. For example, if your payables, debts, are due before your receivables, money from sales you haven't yet received. As a result, you won't be able to pay your payments on time, which can cause significant issues like delayed payroll and doubts about your creditworthiness. Consider putting any of the following techniques into practice if you want to increase cash flow. 1. Lease, don't buy. Leasing is more cost-effective than buying supplies, equipment, and real estate, which may seem illogical to someone who is only concerned with your bottom line or your income after expenses are paid off. However, you'll need to keep a cash flow for daily operations unless your business is cash rich. Leasing allows you to make smaller payments over time, which enhances cash flow. An additional benefit is that leasing payments are deductible on your taxes as a business cost. 2. Provide reductions for prompt payment. Everyone enjoys an incentive, so if you give consumers a discount for paying their bills early, you're benefiting both parties. Naturally, getting the money in early benefits your cash flow. 3. Check the credit of your customers. Make careful to run a credit check on a client if they won't pay you in cash, especially before you sign them up. You may be sure that you won't be getting payments on time if the client has bad credit. Despite how much you would want to close the sale, the late payments will negatively impact your company's cash flow. If you decide to go through with a transaction while having credit issues, make sure you set it up with a high interest rate. 4. Create a purchasing cooperative. Find other businesses who share your perspective and are ready to pool their resources to negotiate lower pricing with suppliers, who frequently offer significant discounts to major corporations that purchase in bulk. 5. Increase your stock. Check your inventory. Make a list of the products you purchase that aren't selling as quickly as your other offerings. They cause significant cash flow problems and cash ties up. Get rid of it even if you have to sell it at a loss instead of purchasing more of what isn't selling. It's difficult to give up on items you adore in the hopes that one day demand may increase on its own accord, but that hardly ever happens. 6. Immediately send out invoices. Receivables will arrive quickly if you do it in this manner. Make sure you are familiar with the fundamentals of creating an effective invoice. Your invoices should be simple to read and clearly outline the terms. Include the due date on the invoice several times, ideally in bold, as well as on the payment slip at the bottom. Include details about the accepted forms of payment. Include this information as well if you impose late payment costs. 7. Make use of digital payments. If you pay bills online, you can put off paying until the morning of the due date. Your cash flow is improved by this purchase of time. Additionally, you can utilize a business credit card because some of them include a grace period of up to 21 days, which can significantly improve your cash flow. You could even receive your money back. Don't, however, take on excessive debt. 8. Pay vendors less. You will have a higher chance of negotiating better terms with suppliers if you keep in friendly, recurrent contact with them. If your suppliers are ready to give you a discount in exchange, offer early payments. It's crucial for business owners to learn the art of negotiation because it can influence suppliers to give you a better deal. 9. Make use of high-yield savings accounts. By doing this, you will increase your cash position while gaining liquidity. The greatest high-yield savings accounts provide interest rates that are more than 17 times greater than the average, allowing you to profit more from the money you have in reserve. 10. Inflationary pricing. The idea of raising pricing terrifies a lot of business owners. They are concerned that it will result in lower sales. To locate the sweet spot, though, pricing experimentation is okay. How high are buyers ready to pay? Unless you take a chance, there is no way to tell. How does cash flow work? The net amount of cash coming into and leaving a business is known as cash flow. The ability of a corporation to generate positive cash flows during the regular course of its business activities determines that company's success. Revenues from the sale of goods or services, as well as income from investments, make up a company's inflows of cash. Expenses and debt repayments make up a company's outflows, or cash going out of the business. Which of these three cash flow types exists? Cash flow from operating operations, cash flow from financing activities, and cash flow from investment activities make up the three main categories of cash flow. All will be shown on the statement of cash flows in the financial accounts of a corporation. How can cash flow be increased? Offering incentives for early payments, leasing rather than purchasing, increasing inventory, checking consumer credit, and employing high-interest savings accounts are all ways for a firm to enhance cash flow. Need some extra cash flow to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing! The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.